joined on the call by the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Andy Talley. Good morning, Coach Talley.
Good morning.
Good morning. A 28-7 loss for you guys at Pitt last Saturday, but you guys certainly battled hard in that game. Give me your impressions of the performance.
Well, it's tough venue to play in. You know, it was really a very difficult task. Pitt's really good, probably a top 20 team. Looking at them, you know, on tape from the year before, and then 18 starters back. They really were very physical and tough to run against. That's for sure. It was a typical 1A game. You know, we stayed in the game for pretty much a half, and you know, we had a miscue at the end of the first half. We were down 7-0, and Zach Bednarczyk took a bad loss, which gave them field position, and they were able to get a quick score with a short field. So that put us down 14-0 at halftime, and then I thought, you know, maybe we could fight back in the second half a little bit, and we kicked it off, and they ran it back for a touchdown, which is a killer. Anybody that's had that happen to them, the chances of winning with a, you know, a kickoff return for a touchdown is almost nil. So we really dug a hole for ourselves. But we, you know, we competed, we played hard. You know, we gave them 281 yards total offense. We held them to 281, which I thought was really good. So, I mean, our defense gave us a chance to win the game and compete. Offensively, we just struggled. Pitt's defense is probably the best we've ever played against. I think West Virginia might have been the closest, but these guys are really good. So trying to manufacture points against a team like that in hot weather is always rough stuff. And I thought we gave a good account of ourselves. What we take away from the game is, you know, we played very, very hard. We competed. I think our defense is going to be very good in our league. And I think offensively, you know, once we put some of the pieces back together again, I think we'll be pretty good. So I came away from the game feeling that we have the pieces to compete at a high level, you know, in the CAA. The problem with the 1A game is you just never really know, unless you win one, that, you know, how good your team is going to be. So, you know, everything is just bigger, faster, stronger, and they're playing a lot of people and you're not. So it's hard to decide how you are coming out of that game, but I think we're going to be a pretty good team. So I have to lean on that. You know, we have 10 fifth-year seniors, the most we've ever had. And I think there's going to be some good leadership on this team. So unless we get really banged up, I think we have a chance to come out of this thing and, you know, make a run at it.
We're here with Villanova head coach Andy Talley. If you have a question for Coach Talley this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad. You talked about the impressive numbers defense on defense, holding them to 86 rushing yards. And when we had talked last week, you talked about how big Pitt was up front, and it seemed like you guys certainly on the line of scrimmage defensively were able to hold your own. And then Jeff Strebe and Austin Calitro with 8 tackles apiece from the linebacker spot. Just kind of give me impressions of how you guys were able to compete against an ACC, a big offensive line.
Well, we went in, you know, prepared to stop the run. That's, you know, what we really wanted to do. And what they really wanted to do was run the football. So they were pretty stubborn about it, and they kept trying to run the ball. And I think we did a really good job because they have some great running backs. They have 3 guys that could play just about anywhere. I think our defense really gave us a chance to win the game. But, you know, when I talked to our team, I said, you know, we've got to try to win the kicking game. Well, you know, our punter did a great job. I mean, I think we punted 6 or 7 times inside their 20. And that's what held us in the game, especially in the first half. But, you know, you can't have a kickoff return for a touchdown. And then they had two returns that gave them really good field position. So it's real, really tough business to try to win a couple of assets. I thought we won the defensive side of the ball. But we couldn't get enough done offensively, and the special team situation, we lost completely. And that was really the difference in the game. But, I mean, make no mistake about it. I mean, we were overmatched. They're a really, really good Pitt team.
Looking at the offensive side of the ball, as you mentioned, Zach Bednarczyk under a lot of pressure all day long, but 16 of 31, 119 yards, was able to run the ball fairly effectively. Give me your impressions on his performance in the game.
Yeah, I think Zach's going to be really one of the better quarterbacks in our league as time goes on. I mean, he threw some great passes. He just didn't have a lot of time to throw. It's a lot different when you're practicing in preseason. Suddenly 1,001, 1,002, 1,003 cuts down to like 1,001 and a half, and they're on you. So he had to get the ball out real quick. We're still growing some wide receivers. That's probably an area where we need a lot of improvement at the wide receiver position. So we threw our tight end quite a bit. He had six catches and did a really good job for us. And our running game, they're tough to run. I mean, they stack the box with six people, sometimes seven. So we really struggled there. But Javon White ran real hard, did a good job. And Aaron Forbes is going to be a good one for us at tailback as well. We'll get Matt Goodzak back in three games and so on. So I feel like, you know, this is a Villanova football team that each week is just going to get better and better and better if we can stay away from the injury bug. But Zach Bednarczyk, played pretty well under trying conditions.
Again, we're here with Villanova head coach Andy Talley. If you have a question for Coach Talley, just hit *1 on your keypad. How did you think Javon looked first game back? As you mentioned, missing still last year with the injury, were you happy with the way he looked?
Yeah, he played really well. And one of the things that he did in the past that I didn't like is, you know, he used to search for a spot to hit a crease, and now he just hits it right up in there because he's a bigger kid. And he's got a lot of speed, and he did that Saturday. You know, he just drove right up into the hole every time, and when he had to make a cut, he made a cut full speed. So I was really happy with his play.
Got a couple of media questions in queue for you, if you'll get those, Erica.
Yes, your first question is Terry Tilley from Delco Times.
Hey, Andy, how are you this morning?
Hi, Terry, how you doing?
Good. You know what? One of your concerns playing an FBS team has always been the injury factor coming out of it. Health. Did you come out of this game relatively healthy?
Yeah, we did, Terry. Thank goodness. That was the important thing, to get out of it without any injury. And, our preseason conditioning and offseason, I think, held up for us. We didn't have anything no freaky breaks here or there. And we came out of it sore, but in good health, so we'll be at full strength for Lehigh.
You know, you were talking about, you know, Matt being, or excuse me, Zach being a little bit, I guess, more disciplined this year. Was that a good sign to see against an FBS team that, you know, he seemed to be, you know, he wasn't the gunslinger in a sense that he was a year ago.
Yeah, I think that was evident. He looked like he was more in control and that he had played before. So that was really good to see. I mean, he looked like a veteran quarterback, even though he's just a redshirt sophomore. You know, he had that whole season under his belt last year, and I think that showed up very well.
Thanks, Andy.
You're welcome.
And your next question is from Henry Clay of CBS Sports Philadelphia.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
Oh, good, Henry. Good to talk to you.
Give me a little view of what you see for your next opponent this week.
Well, you know, we have Lehigh, who we have a great deal of respect for. They run the same defense we do, and their offense is very wide open. So we've played them before, always have a great deal of respect for Andy Cohen and the group up there. They're extremely well coached. They got out of the box a little slow against Monmouth, and I think really was an upset. I think they have a really fine team. I love their quarterback. He's very good, and they have a great wideout, Troy Pelletier, who is excellent. So they've always been very good on offense. They've been one of the innovators throwing the football. So, you know, we have our hands full with them. I'm just glad the game is at Villanova, and I'm glad it's a 6 o'clock game because it's going to be really hot.
Very good, sir. Thank you very much, and have a good luck this weekend.
Okay, thanks, Henry.
Andy, thanks for your time this morning. Good luck on Saturday against Lehigh, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.